John Jansen, Jim Costa, Greg Hargrave, they'll be heading out to Las Vegas, do the show from the Circa on Friday. And you're lucky, John.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's that?
Because the temperature is only going to be 99 when you land on Thursday. Today's high is scheduled to be 108. So be fortunate it's going to be 99.
Okay.
Be
so happy. The obvious answer is the difference is 9, but really, what's the difference? It's going to be sweltering.
It's dry heat.
Yes.
Oh, so give me that BS. Don't preach to me the whole dry heat. Mm-hmm. I have lost some weight, but I am still not a slender individual. And heat does affect us in many unpleasant ways.
Low Thursday night, John, 77 degrees.
Well, I like the number.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I know. Anytime.
I'm going to be in the air conditioning, so it really won't matter.
I know. All right. Also in Las Vegas on Friday, you should hang out. The Raiders Niners will be playing at Allegiant Stadium on Friday. I guess not, John. Got to get home for the Lions Steelers instead.
Yeah, we got the Costa cast.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I saw the story about Allegiant Stadium, and it sets it up, but there's more to this than just Allegiant Stadium. There is a club there, the Winfield Club. Winfield Club.
Is that associated with the Wynn Casino?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
They have nearly 11,000 square feet club, boosting 42 televisions, 4 bars, private bathrooms. And what they claim is 5-star food.
Is there attendance in the bathroom?
That I don't know. Anyway, they have some ridiculous prices, though, especially for their bottle service. Here's what some of their bottle service costs. And I'm not familiar with everything here, okay? Especially the cost. But, all right. For $30,000 a bottle, you can get the Ace of Spades. I assume it's rosé. Or is it rose? I don't know.
Rosé.
Okay.
If you're gonna spend $30,000, it's got to be rosé.
You would think so.
Maybe you're just a rose.
Yeah. $22,000 for the Ace of Spades Brut. $19,000 a bottle for Dom Perignon Rosé.
That's 19?
19.
A bottle.
$9,000 for Remy Martin Louis XIV. $7,500 a bottle for Dom Perignon Brut. Now, this one is, Cristal, the Louis Roderay Cristal, just $5,750.
Oh,
and also the taco platter for $120.
I'll have the taco platter.
This was listed. Okay. The fact that it says here the Ace of Spades Rosé is selling for $30,000, a quick Google search says it can be had on sale right now for $399 right now online. Now, the normal price is usually about $630. They're selling it for $30,000. A little bit of a markup, huh? Here's my question. Obviously, these prices are absolutely ridiculous. But this is for a lot of our younger people, too, or, whoever. The whole bottle service deal, not just, at places in Vegas where it's probably overpriced, but even in clubs around town here. What is the lure of bottle service where you're paying so much more than you really should if you bought the alcohol per drink?
So
is it just prestige?
I guess I need to understand what the definition of bottle service is. Is this a reservation that you make that you are securing that bottle before you arrive so that they don't run out?
Not necessarily. It's just you go there and they have bottle service, so you order.
You just get a whole bottle instead of buy the glass.
Let's say a bottle of Grey Goose is like whatever it is. I don't know, $600, let's say. I don't know. I have no idea.
You go to the store and you can get a bottle of Grey Goose for, $35?
Right. And, I don't know how many drinks come out of because let's face it, especially places like Vegas and, gentlemen's clubs, the markup of just a regular glass of, Grey Goose on the rocks probably $40 at places like that. Does that equal what they're charging $600 a bottle? I don't know.
But I don't know either. First of all, I would never be in the market for a $30,000 bottle of anything.
Either would I.
You wouldn't be.
Well, I guess you have a ton of people. So, but how many?
Are you get a sip?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I took a sip, and it was $1,000. How many?
That's what I said. It's got to be just prestige, and I can't fathom it.
Is this simply a business expense? Like you got a slush fund, and at the end of the month it goes away. So we've got to use this money, or we lose it.
Oh, you just have so much FU money, you don't care.
I don't know how much money that would be, where I would still be of the mindset of I'm going to pay $30,000 for a bottle of.
I agree with
anything,
you.
Especially if you know the market value. You don't get rich. Other than winning the lottery, you don't get rich without being aware of what things actually cost.
I know.
Rich people are rich for a reason.
But these bottles, look, not to this extreme, let's grant it, but there are people go to clubs all the time all over the country and get bottle service.
Sure.
And you get ripped off.
Is this the ultimate flex?
What is
or is this the ultimate? If you walk in and you see somebody that's got the bottle service and you're like, that is a dummy. Like, just identify, put the shirt on, the flag up that says, hello, I'm dumb.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from you if you go out and occasionally, or maybe it's for, I don't care how many times, you've done the whole bottle service thing. I don't expect anybody to pay what they're paying at the
Raiders.
Those
are ridiculous prices. That's because I have gone out back in the day. I've never paid for it, but we have had bottle service so that you don't have to keep going up to the bar and ordering a drink one by one, or however many drinks you can order, two at a time.
But it is like three times probably more than
I did not know it was that expensive.
Right.
Well, typically, maybe I'm just way out of touch. High likelihood of that. But if Lisa and I go to dinner, and instead of ordering a glass of wine each, she'll ask me what I want, and I'm like, I don't know the difference, so just order whatever you want, and I'll have some of that. And we'll get a bottle instead. But the bottle is cheaper than buying it by the glass if you're going to end up drinking that much. So it makes sense to buy the bottle. Is that bottle service?
No.
No.
Bottle services, you're with a group of people and you
have like a VIP section.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, the DJ's playing all the music and you're bopping up and down and they're bringing you and you
think. Oh, so it's the environment that creates the bottle service.
Yes. You think you're cool because you got bottle service. You're in the VIP area.
Right. Yeah. So put the shirt on, put that dunce cap on. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
And the bopping is required.
The bopping, yes.
248-539-9797.
Twitch.tv if you want to see Stony Bop.
Matthew, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, what's up, guys? So about bottle service, me and my friends, we graduated Wayne State. We didn't go to like a club. We went to a cigar bar downtown. And we all went in. We bought a bottle of Louis XIII. It was like $6,800. But we bought it not to, like, show off or be cool. We just did it as a graduation present to ourselves. Had a couple cigars, had a nice bottle to ourselves, had a great time.
How much did you say you spent on this bottle?
It was not me. We all went in.
How many?
It was 13 of us. It was $6,800. And if you bought, the bottle was made out of, like, pure crystal. And they said, if you bring the bottle back, we'll give you $800 for it because it's out of crystal. And we did, but it was just something to do. It was a life experience. We just graduated, so we wanted to have do something fun.
Yeah. Did you ever do the math on what a bottle actually cost versus what you spent on it?
At a store, it's like $5,500.
Okay, so the upcharge wasn't that much.
No, it wasn't too crazy.
Okay, so that makes to be a little bit more sense. But Stoney, the research you did on this rosé,
yeah,
is that you could get one for, if you paid top end price out of market, was $600.
Yeah, something like that's what it said.
And they're charging $30,000 for it?
That's not right.
No. Well,
$30,000 for a bottle that costs $600.
It's your choice whether to do it or not.
Then you're an idiot.
Right. Put on the hat.
You have a choice. Now, a friend of mine just texted me and said, remember, you're paying for the experience, not just the alcohol, just like paying for a better seat to see a Springsteen concert like you do.
You're paying for the experience.
Yes, you don't need to keep going up to the bar and waiting through people and like trying to get the bartender's
your
attention.
Credit card for $30,000. That's an experience I don't want.
Well, VIP section.
$30,000 is
that's just
how about
silly.
The experience when the credit card bill comes and you're like, oh wow, that was not worth
most,
the experience.
He's talking about like bottle service in general, which is obviously a major upcharge. This is absurd. I don't think we know anybody that would do that. At least I don't.
I don't know. I'm just disappointed that this time I'm obviously going with Costa. We don't get to take the chopper out to Vegas.
Yes. We have some. Yeah, I don't think the chopper could get to Vegas, by the way, without refueling about 10 times.
Well, we refueled a couple of times, but it wasn't like having to, you know, I mean, like Costa, he just wants to plug everything in.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Here's some ticket texts. By the way, going back to Stoney, your playoff picks suck. John just wanted to say thanks for my daughter. She's part of the Michigan band. Her first year. Loved your speech last night. Oh. Got them all pumped for the season. She's so excited for her first game.
I can't wait for the freshman to get that experience.
If you missed it earlier in the program, John talked about
Odyssey Rewind.
Yes.
And Stoney implored the youngsters to blow.
248-539-9797. The Winfield Club at Allegiant Stadium where the Raiders play. Just charging just ridiculous amounts of money for bottle service. And some of their bottles, as we mentioned, you know, $30,000 for an Ace of Spades Rosé, $22,000 for an Ace of Spades Brut, and a Dom Perignon Brut $7,500. You can't get a taco platter for $120. So we're asking, look, obviously I don't think anybody we know would spend that much money on a bottle, but bottle service is popular, or else it wouldn't exist. And they do a markup, and we're trying to figure out what's the lure of bottle service for a lot of people. All right, let's take some calls. We got some interesting texts too on this. Justin, you're on 97 on the ticket.
What's up, guys? What's going on, Stoney? What's going on, John? What's going on, Heather? How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Great, man. You know, it's a massive flex, but I think there's something else to it too. I think you're kind of buying real estate. So a lot of these clubs, for you to have a booth or for you to maintain some sort of table or booth, they expect that you buy bottle service. And if you stop buying bottle service, they'll actually come by and ask you to move on and get somebody else in there that is going to buy a bottle. That happened to us a few times in Vegas and other various clubs. I mean, the $30,000 flex is obscene, but
right.
corporate guys with their corporate card will go in and they'll do like the $5,000 bottle just so that they can reserve a table for like 8-9 people and their friends. And so you're kind of buying real estate at the club, you know, for a show, for a DJ, stuff like that. So I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, but that explains it a little bit. Yeah, still it's pricey
part of the,
for me.
Part of the price. Yeah, I get that.
Colin in West Bloomfield. What's up, Colin?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
So, yeah, the bottle service thing, what the last caller said, I can get, like, if it's a big group meeting or something. But other than that, it's honestly just stupid. It's all for looks, in my opinion. Like, you just want the clout behind the girls bringing you a bottle with the sparklers. And you want to look cool at the end of the day.
Have you ever done?
$30,000 markup is I won't even comment on that.
That
I don't even know what to say about that.
That's absurd. That's Vegas gambling money and things. Like the same people that'll bet like, you know, $10,000 on a hand of blackjack too. So
yeah,
have you
$10,000 and win 30, you know, or go spend it on the bottle, right?
Yeah. Have you ever done the bottle service deal?
No, I'm only 25 and I go to clubs. I went to West Bloomfield and those are the type of kids that buy bottle service at clubs and stuff. The ones that want to look cool.
Yeah, they have them everywhere. Yeah, it's crazy, especially at that age. All right, we have some interesting texts here, especially the last one. We did bottle service at Detroit rooftop bar club for my buddy's bachelor party. Cheapest bottle was $300. We're all working class guys. We couldn't do it. I don't get it at all. I can't believe people even do this. You might get 6 to 8 drinks out of a bottle. I think you get more than 6 to 8 drinks out of a... Well, it depends how big the bottle is, obviously.
Or depends how big the drinks are, or the pour.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. In Las Vegas, bottle service is a prerequisite to get a table seating area at a nightclub. You're overpaying on the drinks to get the seats and the table for the night.
So you're buying the drinks and the ticket all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Now you know why so many professional athletes are bankrupt.
Yeah, well...
F bottle service.
I don't think it's just athletes that are paying that.
Right. F bottle service. Have your own kickback at your own home. Play your favorite music. Drink whatever you want because you bought it. And you can invite whoever you want to make it a better experience. Until they lower prices, my home is my club. Bottle service people basically separate themselves from the normal people in the club. It's a status thing.
And from it's separating yourself from the... Unwashed.
Yes, I guess so. All right. I was with my friend in Vegas. He wanted bottle service and asked for vodka to make the mixed drinks. The vodka was $500 a bottle. Then he asked what the upcharge was for orange vodka, and they said $4.99. He said no. The next morning, he woke up and stole my shoes.
Who's that?
There are some really good listeners around here. I'll tell you, that is really funny. All right, let's take one more. And we have Heather's News. Bernard, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good, how are you?
How about that guys from Charlotte's News? I don't know, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yes.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
The Lions, Criminal Hall of Fame.
Oh, man. So a lot of times the bottle service, too. You know, you get the real estate, that's for sure. You get, you know, great spot in the club. But then you got all your mixers and you got all your bottles. And so, you know, like you're running your own bar over there and you make friends real easy, if you know what I mean.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you make friends because you're paying and they want free drinks.
But, I mean, you know, yes, but, you know, you can...
Yeah, we get it.
We know what you're going for. Yes, yes. Send picture first.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Bernard. Appreciate it.